And joining us in just a moment, nobody got over free on this guy, not for 14 years in the NFL, where he established himself as one of the greatest corners to ever play in the NFL. 14 years, half his career in New England, half his career with the Raiders. Member of both the college and pro football halls of fame, Super Bowl champion, 9-time Pro Bowler, NFL 75th All-Anniversary Team, NFL 80s All-Decade Team. If you were alive at any point in the 80s and ever watched football, you knew he was a bad man. He's Mike Haynes joining us right now on the hotline. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing great, man. Thank you. Appreciate your time for joining us today. And, you know, there's a couple of things we want to get to with you while we have you on. But first, most important stuff we want to talk about is, you know, you are a cancer survivor. And all the things that you had to do to overcome that and the work that you are doing to help other people, you know, avoid, prevent, care for prostate cancer, which is a very serious issue for men. And a lot of guys don't like to talk about it because we don't like to talk about that part.
Right. A lot of men don't like to talk about it. And, you know, as the national spokesperson, one of the things that we try to do, or I try to do in the month of September, which is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, is to get guys to talk and tell people about their experience. Tell other men that you're a survivor. Let them know what's going on. We're so secretive. And so, you know, at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and I discovered, I actually talked to a doctor about my family history, about my prostate. He asked me, did it run in my family? I said, my grandfather died of some kind of cancer, don't know what it is. And then he gave me other stats about how many men are going to be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. Now it's 1 in 9 men, or just any man in America. If you're African-American, it's 1 in 6. And if it runs in your family, there's a 1 in 5 chance that you're going to be diagnosed with this disease. So that's a lot of men. And I had never met an African-American man that had the disease. And the reason I had never met any is because they never talked about it. I knew plenty of guys, as it turns out, that had prostate cancer. They just didn't talk about it. When I found out I had it, I found out in the early stages. And because I found out in the early stages, it was easily treatable. But I found out by mistake. It wasn't like with intention that I went to the screening. I didn't know anything about my family history. And our campaign is about men finding out with with intention. I mean, they know it runs in their family. If it doesn't run in their family, they can wait until their mid-50s before they do anything. And when I say do anything, it's really we're just talking about talking to a doctor and saying, hey, prostate cancer runs in my family. I just want to talk to you about, you know, my situation. That's what they need to do. If they're doing the right thing, they're going to find out in the early stages when it's easily treatable. But if they're not, unfortunately, it's a different kind of a fight. They might make it still, but a lot different. And so that's really what this is all about. So every year, come here at the Hall of Fame, we'll find out that another guy will have a conversation with a doctor and he'll find out that his PSA level is up. And when he gets back, he'll call his doctor. And sometimes we'll find out another guy has prostate cancer, or we'll find out that the guy's just fine, you know, because it can be elevated for a lot of different reasons. So that's really what it's about. And, you know, we also find a little time at these meetings to talk a little bit about football.
Well, Mike, we certainly appreciate all the hard work that you're doing with Know Your Stats. You're one of 3 million people in the U.S. who is a prostate cancer survivor. And I hope that, you know, we'll get to have a number that grows to be survivors as opposed to people who are just diagnosed. So appreciate the work that you're doing there. Now let's talk football because, you know, this weekend some guys are going to be going into Canton. Going to be getting some nice fancy gold jackets like you. Everybody in the class is going to be up there except for one dude. Terrell Owens is not going to be there. He's got a gripe against the voters. He feels that they've unfairly held him out of the Hall for 2 years, and, you know, he kind of got in because they had to put him in, because how are you going to put Randy Moss in, not put Terrell Owens in, you know, two of the greatest receivers of all time? And is I guess your opinion, is T.O., like, do you feel he's justified in what he's doing, or do you think ultimately he's going to live to regret it?
You know, everybody's different. You know, if he feels strongly about it, then, you know, he's doing the right thing. The thing I want him to know is I feel he is a Hall of Famer. I wanted him to know that the Hall of Fame players don't have a vote. The people in Canton, Ohio don't have a vote. The people that work at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, none of them have a vote. And so I just want him to know that he's going to always be welcome here. If he doesn't come this year, hopefully he'll come next year. I think, it's, you know, he might regret some of things that he's going to miss. You know, he clearly had a Hall of Fame career.
Mike, is there an issue with the voters of the Hall of Fame? Like, do you feel that there's an issue? I mean, I don't know how you keep a guy like Terrell Owens out. He's, you know, I don't think there's even a question he's one of the five greatest receivers in the league history. But to keep him out for a couple of years based on, you know, perceptions, is there an issue with how voters vote? Should they be voting
I don't think people really understand that the guys who vote are the press. They're reporters. They're the guys who are in the locker room, you know, in the cities that he's played in. You know, and so when they walk up to do an interview, if Terrell Owens doesn't treat those guys with respect, they kind of get the last laugh, you know, because when his name comes up for the Hall of Fame and they say, okay, why do you think Terrell should be in? Well, they're the ones that have to say why, and they may elect not to say anything or to say very little. So, you know, it's, you know, in a lot of ways, I wish the players had the vote. You know, I wish we were the ones that were, you know, largely in control of who should get in, because, you know, I feel like we know. I know who the toughest receivers are that I played against in my career, you know, and I would think that a lot of the Hall of Famers would, and a lot of the players would as well, but it's the press. And so, you know, I'm sure it's not the best situation, you know, but, you know, how would a guy like, say, Paul Kraus, who had like 80-something interceptions, how is he not a first ballot Hall of Famer? I don't think anybody is caught up with him yet. He still had to wait forever to get in the Hall of Fame. It's not a perfect deal. And there's a lot of guys that say they should have been first ballot Hall of Famers and they weren't. But the thing is once you get in, you're in. And the press probably makes more of an issue with first ballot Hall of Famers than the Hall of Famer. You know, I don't care if a guy's a first ballot Hall of Famer or not. He's a Hall of Famer. He had a Hall of Fame career, and he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And we don't really dwell on first or second or third or fourth, you know, ballot. You're in.
Mike Haynes, he's a member of both the Pro and College Football Halls of Fame, with us on the hotline right now. And, Mike, listen, I'm with you. I would love to see you and the other living members of the Hall who have been elected in, guys who are Hall of Famers, making those decisions over guys in the media with whatever their agenda might be. That being said, and since you brought it up, who was the toughest guy you ever had to defend?
Well, the toughest guy I ever had to cover was probably Harold Carmichael, because he's 6'8", you know. But I would imagine, like, guys like T.O. and Randy Moss, those guys, you know, being tall and fast and great leapers, great athletes, those guys would be tough. They would really be tough. But for me, the toughest guy that for me to cover was Harold Carmichael, but mainly because of his height. Yeah, even though I had a 43-inch vertical, he was 6'8", you know, and he might not have had a 43-inch vertical, but he didn't have to. He was already up there. And when he left the ground for the ball, it was unbelievable. When the ball was in the air, when I was covering him and the ball was coming to him, I had never seen the ball thrown so high. That was a tough one. So he was the toughest guy for me to cover. And thank God in those days, he didn't play on a team that was throwing the ball 50 or 40 times a game.
Mike, how much different do you see the game now as from the cornerback perspective, what guys can do now and what you could do then?
In a lot of ways, it hasn't changed. You know, they still have that 5-yard bump rule, and there still is this gray area where you can touch them because they call it incidental contact. There's, a lot of that kind of thing. So from a coverage standpoint, I don't think it's really changed a heck of a lot. When I first came in the league in 1976, it's changed a lot from that point because, then you could have contact with the player any place on the field at any time as long as the ball wasn't in the air. And so when they changed the rule, that 5-yard bump rule, that changed everything. Opened up the passing game. Receivers, where they're going to get open. That's just the way it is. But I think I played most of my career under the current bump and run rules or contact rules with wide receivers. So a lot of people think for some reason that I didn't, but I really did.
He is Mike Haynes, Hall of Famer. Pro and College Football Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champ with the Raiders, Super Bowl 18, 9-time Pro Bowler, 8-time All-Pro, Rookie of the Year, All-Decade Team of the 80s, 75th Anniversary Team of the NFL. Mike, there's enough accolades about you. I could probably do an entire segment, and all I'd be doing is talking about what an incredible player you were.
Well, make sure you throw in there a father of 6 kids.
Father of 6 kids. Paying for college for the end of time.
that's the way it feels right now. I still have a 14-year-old son, man.
Mike Haynes. Mike, I certainly appreciate your time today. Thank you very much. And also, thank you for all the great work that you do with
all
Know Your Stats,
thank you,
knowyourstats.org. Mike Haynes, great cornerback in the NFL, Pro and College Football Hall of Famer with us on the hotline. Appreciate his time today.